Well, welcome, David. Thank you very much. I'm here with David Cushman here, standing on the 34th floor of the Shard, gazing out at a beautiful vista, one of the greatest cities in the world here at London. So thank you very much for joining Ascendion here at this lovely place.
Thank you, Paul, and it's a great opportunity also to celebrate, I think, your recent success in the HFS Generative Enterprise Horizons report. A 40-company study in which you ended up in Horizon 3, which is where we're seeing the most powerful visions, I think, for the future of AI. And I think that's testimony to how you're building yourselves as an AI-first company, putting AI front and center in everything you do, and living and breathing it, which I think is something that your clients should be happy to trust.
Well, thank you so much for those kind words. And on behalf of Ascendion, thank you for not just our positioning in the study, but for conducting such an important study. I mean, you looked at 40 companies, all of whom are terrific companies and doing really important work, and asking really critical questions about how is value being derived from these new tools, and more importantly, how fast is this shift coming to business leaders in every industry all over the world right now? So thank you again for including us.
No, pleasure.
What strikes me though is one of the biggest questions that we're facing right now is there doesn't seem to be as much disagreement about the future state as how fast we're going to get there.
Yeah, I agree.
So time seems to be the universal solvent for business strategy throughout history. So what do you think? How fast, how much time do we have?
It depends who you ask. It depends on who you believe. What we do know is that there is a range of technologies available to us right now that can be implemented in enterprises to improve performance and to help you think differently about how work gets done right now, today. So my best guess is AI is impacting enterprises right now. It's being used in your enterprise right now, whether you know it or not, or your employees are certainly using it. It's probably being deployed in quite a lot of the software you buy anyway. And so you might as well take advantage of where we are now, because there's always this thing of, yeah, but it might get better, or there might be a better version coming along, or there might be a cheaper version coming along. That's always going to be the case.
Yeah, it's couldn't agree more. Like in our work with clients, they're coming and saying, look, we've read the white papers, we've seen the movie, we've read the books, I've seen the studies, we're convinced that something big is on the horizon, and it could be a great opportunity or a great risk, but where do we start? And our point of view is that one of the best places to start is with software, which is the axle around which all of these other technologies revolve. So if you get software right, changing how you design, develop, implement, manage the code of your enterprise, then all of a sudden things, like you said, the muscles get stronger. You begin to say, hey, look, this technology, maybe it isn't as scary as the movies portray. And it actually is helping people do more work. But one of the things that we get asked, and I'd be interested in your thoughts on this, is there's a sense of fear around AI disrupting jobs. And our point of view and what we've seen every day as we build these systems and deploy them in enterprises all over the world is it doesn't disrupt jobs as much as it changes how work gets done.
One of the wonderful things that it might give employees is a kind of break away from the standard production line ways of working we have always worked. Since the Industrial Revolution, we have been breaking things down into tasks. And you know, in many ways, what we're doing with Agentic right now is breaking things down into tasks and stitching them together with various agents. But what it's doing is freeing us to think differently about all of it. And we haven't been able to do that for a long time because we've been doing our jobs in little boxes. And now we might be able to think bigger about how to get that work accomplished in the first place.
Oh, that's I love the optimism that you have, and again, thank you so much for spending some time with us here. And it was a great honor to be included in the study that HFS ran. And we're super excited about the future and being able to bring the potential of these new technologies to enterprises all over the world, impacting how software is designed, developed, deployed, and managed. So thank you very much, David.
Thank you, Paul.